So before we hear what happened to this patient, I just want to go back to you, Dr. Stadler, and ask you in terms of your usual initial first-line therapy, and specifically which VEGF TKI you usually lead with.
Yeah, we've had a tendency over the last year or two to lead with pazopanib. Part of that, to be honest, is a bias because we have a biomarker study, an imaging biomarker study that happens to use pazopanib more due to, you know, business issues than scientific issues. So that's, you know, our bias. But I think even in the non-protocol setting, I've been reasonably impressed with the data that the two drugs are relatively equivalent in regards to, you know, outcome and disease outcome, and yet some better tolerability with pazopanib. I think that the one caveat is the issue of liver toxicity is a little bit higher with pazopanib, and one has to be a little bit more careful with that.
Any situations where you would shy away from using pazopanib specifically because of liver toxicity?
Yeah, I think, you know, those patients who have other liver disease, who have a history of perhaps hepatitis, who have a history of alcohol abuse and possible cirrhosis, and those are the patients where I tend to be a little bit more careful.
I want to get Dr. McDermott's take on this, but first I want to get back to you, Dr. Quinn. You said you thought it was kind of a coin flip, and I'm not sure if you were talking just about efficacy, but in your own clinical experience, do you think you can see a difference in tolerability of the two TKIs?
Oh, I think you absolutely can, and I think it varies from patient to patient. There's a paradigm switch when you go from sunitinib to pazopanib, and I think most of us are using more pazopanib in the first line. It's a good drug. But the paradigm switch for the people that help us support the patients in terms of side effect management is a little different. Having them focus on perhaps fatigue, thyroid function, diarrhea, maybe some hand-foot skin reaction, and switching across and adding liver enzymes into that paradigm does require a bit of a refocus. It's not hard, but, you know, we're managing 50 patients. For the community oncologist who might be managing somewhere between 2 and 5 patients, educating their staff is much more of a challenge.